Welcome to this video tutorial brought to you by Tutvid.com. In this video tutorial, we're going to look at changing colors of movie clips or objects here in Flash using ActionScript. So a user is going to be able to click a button and change the color of something else in your movie. Now, you can download this Barry file that I'm using right here, colorchangestart.fla. You can go to the site, that is www.tutvid.com. Go to the download section and download the changing color with ActionScript file. I'll have it in there. It'll be named something like that. And you can click on it and download the file, and you'll get this file here, this exact file that I'm using, so you can follow along. Now, the file will be compatible with Flash MX 2004 or greater. We're using ActionScript 2.0 here, so make sure you're using ActionScript 2.0 when you're following along. And let's get started here. We're going to learn how to change the color of this navigation bar. With a click of a button, it's going to change the color of the navigation bar and the color of the text on the navigation bar to match the new color of the navigation bar. So we're going to look at that here in just a second. We are going to double-click into this bar because right now it's just a symbol. And if you double-click a symbol, you go into the symbol to edit inside the symbol, as you probably know. But for those of you that don't know, just double-click that symbol. Over here in the library, we have several movie clips, and they're all in here except the master movie clip, which we just clicked inside of. I want you to select the background of the bar here, and it's called Navbar Master Movie Clip, as you can see here. In the properties panel, it says Instance of Navbar Master MC. And over to the left-hand side, there is the instance name text field. In this text field, just type bar. Keep it lowercase, though, because ActionScript is case-sensitive when it comes to talking to instance names. So we're just going to name it bar, leave all the letters lowercase to avoid confusion later on down the road. So there we go. We've given that an instance name. We want to give our text here, which is also a movie clip, an instance name. We will give it an instance name like home txt, all lowercase again, contact txt, about us. You know what? I'm just going to type about us. I'm going to take that txt off the end just to make it a little bit easier because there's no real point to putting txt. We know that it's the text. And then over here, the help movie clip, I'm just going to type help. So we've got instance names now for all of the text and our bar. So now ActionScript is going to be able to talk directly to those movie clips. I'm going to come up here, select the text layer, and I'm going to hit create new layer. I'm going to name this layer, if it lets me, there we go, AS for ActionScript. I'm going to select that keyframe and I'm going to hit F9. And F9 is the hotkey for your actions. Here we have our actions dialog box. But actually, before we get scripting, close the actions dialog box and create another layer right beneath the ActionScript layer and name it buttons. We're going to create the buttons that are going to trigger the color change to our navigation bar here before we actually start scripting them. I'm going to grab the rectangle tool, select the stroke, hit the button to the center to set it to no color, and set the fill color. Let's make our first one, well, let's make the first one this green so we can return to our default green, and just draw out a little square like that big. Hit V. We're going to move the square over. I'm actually going to zoom in a little bit here. Hit V. Now hit Command or Control C. I just copied it. And then come to the Edit menu and hit Command Shift or Control Shift V, which is paste in place. And that just pastes it right on top. With the Move tool selected, I'm just going to move it over a little bit. So now we have two squares. I'm going to select the Free Transform tool. And I'm just going to pull one side in to make this square about half the size of this square. With this smaller square or rectangle now selected, I'm going to come into the Color Picker menu and I'm going to grab the color using the eyedropper of the text. Just like that, that lighter sea green. Now I'm going to nudge that smaller rectangle over until it is pressed right up against the larger square. Alright, I'm now going to copy this, Command or Control C, and now Command Shift V or Control Shift V to paste it in place. I'm going to move it down a little bit. So now we have two color buttons, and we're actually going to make two more, so I'm just going to select both of them. Hit Command or Control C, and then Command or Control Shift V to paste in place, and shift them over a little bit, just like that. Now I can edit the colors of these squares. I'm going to do a dark blue and the text will become a light blue. We will do an orange, we'll do a dark orange, and the text will become a much lighter orange. And we will do a dark gray, and the text will become a very light gray. Just like that. Now we're going to select each of these buttons and hit F8, each button individually, that is. You can see I've just selected the green one, and we're going to make it a button movie clip here under type, hit button. And then we're just going to say green BTN, green button. Select the blue, hit F8, got button as my symbol type, say blue BTN. We're going to grab the orange one, do the same. And the gray one. And just like that, we have all four of our buttons. One last thing we need to do is give each of these buttons an instance name. We're going to give this one, we're actually just going to call it GBTN for green, blue BBTN for blue, the orange one OBTN for O, and the gray one, we're just going to name this one. No, we can't name it. We're going to name this one gray BTN because we have G and B BTN both taken, so we can't do gray or black. So we're just going to say gray BTN for that one. So there we go. We have all of our button symbols named. Now we can open up the action script palette. That's F9. First thing we're going to type out is we're going to type out the five variables that are going to call the colors that we're going to use. So our first variable is going to be called navBarColor. The second variable is going to be called txtHomeColor. The third variable is going to be called txtContactColor. The fourth variable is going to be called txtAboutUsColor. And the fifth variable is going to be called txtHelpColor. So each of these variables are going to call the color for, let's say, the navigation bar is what this variable is going to call. Now, I'm going to do what's called commenting this bit of script out so it doesn't mess anything else up that we are using. And you comment things in Flash by hitting the forward slash and an asterisk. And then where you want the commenting to stop, you do an asterisk and, another forward slash. And that stops your commenting. Comments are just ignored by Flash. We're just going to have this up here for reference when we go to use these variables. Now, these variables are not instances of anything I have created. They're just variables. And if you don't know what variables are quite yet, don't worry about it. You'll have a little bit of an understanding of variables by the end of this video, but just keep with me. You will do fine. I guarantee it. These names are not instances, as I was just starting to say, of anything we've created. They are just names that we just made up. We just created these, and we're going to utilize them to call our colors here in a second. So I'm going to copy all of these variables, Command and Control C. I'm going to paste them down below. Notice now they're not grayed out because they're not commented. I'm going to hit space. Actually, no, I'm not going to hit space. I'm going to hit equals new color. This is case sensitive, so just keep with me. This is new, all in lowercase, color with a capital C. And now we're going to put in parentheses our target. You can see Flash is telling us that in between these parentheses is going to be our target. And our target in this case is going to be bar, because that's our navigation bar. That is its instance name. Remember, we gave it that bar instance name. So here we're going to say equals new color. And our instance name of the home text was just home. I'm going to duplicate that here. We're going to say new color and contact. By the way, notice I'm putting semicolons at the end of each line of script. That's a must when you're scripting in Flash. About us. And the last one. Help. Okay, so just like that, we are now saying that these variables are going to call a new color, and it's going to affect the target, which in this case is going to be the bar. All right, so let's move on. So that's our variables. We have our variables set up, and basically each variable is just going to call a new color, and that new color is going to affect that movie clip, the instance of which we put in between those parentheses. So let's get our button set up. They're actually going to call this color change. Remember, just a little while ago, we gave each of those buttons, which are our color swatches out here, these, instance names. Well, we're going to use them here to let the button decide when to switch the color. So let's start with, let's say, the orange button. Let's say obtn.onRelease equals function, open and close parentheses, open curly bracket. I'm going to hit enter twice and put a closed curly bracket there. And then I'm going to come up to line 16 here. And here I'm going to type this code. I'm going to say navBarColor, okay, we're using that variable now, dot set RGB, RG and B are all in capitals there, open parenthesis, and here it's prompting us for a hexadecimal color code. And the hexadecimal color code is the six-digit number that makes up each color. So in order to get this color, notice also that we're putting 0x and then the hexadecimal code. All right, in order to get this hexadecimal code, I am going to double-click into this orange button, and I'm going to select the dark orange. Let me close my actions palette for a second. Over here in the color menu, I can look at the hexadecimal value. In this case, it's FF6600. Okay, I'm going to remember that, and I'm just going to copy the code for the lighter one. So for the orange, it's FF6600. Come back to my action script layer. I've actually been putting my action scripts on my button layer. Okay, so for the navbar color, our color is, well, first we type 0xFF6600. Put your closed parenthesis and a semicolon. Now we have that variable setting the RGB, and this variable is going to set the new color to our bar. So it's going to give it that darker orange color. So now we're going to say txt home color dot set RGB. And now we're going to type 0x, and then I'm just going to hit Control V or Command V, and that's going to paste FFCC00, which is that lighter orange. Okay? I'm going to duplicate this line of code here because I actually need to paste it three more times beneath and just change this word home here to contact. There we go. About us and help. Just like that. Now, if all goes well, when we export this movie, this is going to trigger a color change to the navigation bar. I'm actually going to select all of this code here. I'm going to hit Command or Control X to cut it out of here. Close up the actions palette for a second. And I'm going to come up to the action script layer. Open up that actions palette, and I'm going to paste it all up here, just to keep ourselves a little more organized. All right, so I'm going to close the actions palette, and we're going to come up to Control and hit Test Movie. It's exporting the movie. And you can see here we have our movie. Now, when I press this orange button, you can see the navigation bar changes orange, and the text is that lighter orange. So in order to quickly make the other changes, we're going to come in here, hit F9 again to bring up our actions palette. I'm going to open up my actions palette a little bit to help you see a little better. We're just going to duplicate this entire bit of code here, starting with the O button.onRelease and ending with that curly bracket. I'm going to paste it, and we're going to make the blue button change. So we're going to say BBTN.onRelease. Now the navigation bar, we're going to get those colors here. I'm going to move this partially off screen. I'm going to click into that blue button again. I'm going to remember that darker blue is 000099, and then the lighter blue I'm just going to copy. Just like that. Double click, move back out, get up on my action script layer. We're back to our actions. Here, just remember that it's 0000. I forget what the other number was. So I'm going to go back and get that in a second. But right now, I'm going to change the text color. I'm just going to paste in that new code right in here. Just like that. Let me go grab that dark blue color again. Collapse my actions palette. And 99 is R. I should say, are the last two digits. Get back to that ActionScript layer. And 9, 9. Close up the actions palette, yes. And let's hit Command or Control Enter again. Now, if I hit the blue button, you can see we changed to blue. I can hit orange and we go to orange. If I hit green or gray, nothing happens. But we can make those changes very quickly and very easily. Whoops. By coming in here, as we have just the last couple times, and making our changes, just duplicate these bits of code here and change the instance name of the button that is going to trigger the change, and then simply change these hexadecimal codes here for the navigation bar and for the text, just like we've been doing. So that's it. That's how you change color with ActionScript. We did it a little more elaborately because we were actually changing two colors of various different objects on with each button click. If you're just changing one object, like if we just wanted to change the navigation bar when we click the orange button, you might only have one object in here, and you'll be able to see here, when I export this movie, when I press the orange button, the text stays green, but the navigation bar changes to orange. So that's a more simple color change there. But I figure if we do the more complex, you got to be able to do a simpler color change after this. So that's it. That's how you change color with ActionScript. I hope you've learned something in this tutorial. I hope you enjoyed it. And please go check the site out. That's www.tutvid.com. Thank you very much for watching.